Now, Brother Raymond Meir, an elder for 45 years from the Grand Prairie Patterson Congregation, will consider the final part of this symposium, Learn Courage from Creation, Elephants.
The theme of this talk is called, We Need to Support One Another. We may ask why. Well, the reason is because, simply put, Jehovah wants us to support and strengthen our brothers and sisters. If you take your Bibles with me, please, we're going to go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, and we're going to read verse 17 together. Proverbs 17 and 17, when it says, A true friend shows love sometimes. No, let me rephrase that. A true friend shows love at all times and is a brother who is born for times of distress. So that's why we show love, because it's written in Jehovah's Word. But we need to ask the question, brothers, is it easy for us to do that? Well, we're talking about courage, and so we're going to need courage to support our fellow believers, and sometimes we'll need this courage in certain areas. Now, we're going to talk here basically about three different areas where we can show support. Now, we may feel unsure about what to do, or maybe even what to say when a fellow believer is sad or depressed. Here's another situation. We might feel nervous about helping a brother who is in spiritual danger from temptation or opposition. Remember, Paul was in Rome for a period of time. He was in prison. He needed help. He needed support. He was in spiritual danger. The first group that came to him listened for a period of time, but then they all left. But we know eventually that Paul did find support in five good brothers. Another area we may want to look at is maybe we may need to spend some of our time with this individual. We may need to spend our energy. And yes, brothers and sisters, it may even go to the point that we may need to spend some of our resources, and this could even be financial. So, what are we going to do? Well, let's consider the example of the elephants and how they can inspire us to support one another.
A herd of African elephants is an impressive sight. An elephant family group consists of related adult females and their young. The close-knit family group provides support to its members. Elephants have excellent memory, and this strengthens their social bonds. They recognize and remember one another, even after long periods of separation. When a young elephant is in distress, older elephants reassure and comfort the young one by coming near and touching it with their body or trunk. If an elephant is weak or injured, other elephants may attempt to help it to its feet and assist it to stand. From the older members of the family group, young elephants learn vital survival skills, including how to find food and water. To find water in times of drought, the herd may need to travel great distances. The older elephants lead the way, helping younger ones make the trip. How do the elephants know where to go? Older elephants remember for decades where water can be found, even locations hundreds of miles away. They teach these locations to the younger generation. The family group also provides protection from predators. An elephant may charge an attacker and use its tusks, trunk, and feet as weapons. To protect the calves, adults encircle them, standing between them and the predators. If a member of the herd is seriously wounded, other elephants, including young ones, may courageously come to its defense.
What a beautiful video. Now, brothers and sisters, we are not a group of elephants here. We are congregations. And so how can we look at this video? If we look at a brother or fellow witness who may be depressed, can we show the same feeling, the same compassion for these ones? Do you remember how that one little elephant was depressed, it said? It was unsure of how to stand even, and yet there were others that came, and one lifted him and the other one would touch him just to give him that support. So what about those who are depressed, maybe in our congregation? Can we show that fellow feeling and compassion? How do we do that, we may ask? Well, sometimes we just need to listen and to show empathy for these brothers and sisters. You know, the scripture in Romans 12 and verse 5 says that we need to rejoice with those who rejoice. But in the concluding part of that scripture, it says we need to weep with those who are weeping. We need to speak tender words of comfort then, wouldn't we? How about words like this? You know, Jehovah drew you, so he must love you. Or the scripture in Psalms 34 and 18, where it talks about how Jehovah deeply cares for the brokenhearted or those who are crushed in spirit. Yes, we can comfort our brothers and sisters this way. You notice as well, friends, we're going to talk a moment here about those who are in spiritual danger. If you've seen in the video, the elephants would protect the young one from going into dangerous areas and try to direct them into safer areas. Or when there was real danger, the whole group would stand to give support to the ones that needed it. So, if a fellow believer is in spiritual danger, can we come to his spiritual aid? You know, it's true, we may say, you know, Galatians 6 and 1 says that the primary responsibility, and the brother used that scripture this morning, is that of the elders. But we noticed in the video that it was all of the group who gave support. Can we do the same within our congregations? So you may be able to provide some form of encouragement, perhaps some form of exhortation. Let's talk for a few moments to our young ones here in the group at our convention. Again, I'm going to the group, or not a group, of elephants. But you young ones, can you help your witness classmates to be faithful? It is good for you to identify. We've had some beautiful videos today on young ones sharing with one another as classmates. Can you identify yourself as a witness? Stick together with your classmates who are witnesses as well. You remember Daniel and his three companions? We talked a little bit about them yesterday, and how they withstood the pressure that was put upon them by the kings. We remember the delicacies that were presented to them from Babylon, and yet they chose not to partake of them because they were unclean in Jehovah's eyes. So they stuck together, and we know the outcome was that Jehovah had really blessed them for that. What if someone challenges a classmate in your school? Boldly help that individual to defend himself and to defend the truth. Maybe you'll see a friend who gets involved in wrongdoing. Can you take the steps to help that individual? You know, why the group would try to safeguard the young ones from going into danger areas or others is so that they wouldn't see death. If we see one of our classmates or some other friend who is heading that way, can we help them from spiritual death, so to speak? So what do we do when we give support like this? If you take your Bibles with me, we're going to go to 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to read verse 18 together, John chapter 3 and 18. And this is why we really do this. It says, little children, are you brothers here at the convention? He says, we should love not in word or with the tongue, but then it says, indeed and in truth. Indeed. Really putting an effort forth to help these ones. So we've really enjoyed this symposium, friends. We've seen Jehovah's creation, and we've come to appreciate what it is really like. It has highlighted the courage of Jehovah's creation. So, friends, as the theme of our assembly is to be courageous, let us learn from creation and courageously do the will of Jehovah.
Thank you, brothers, for presenting those absorbing lessons in courage from Jehovah's creation.